4, HKX, monitoring.
KXZ.
Hi.
Good morning, how are you doing?
Other than my sinuses, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Good, how's your route doing?
Hanging in there, how about y'all?
Hey, busy, I had a tool man, the Matco tool man, tell me day before, that they were going to have trouble getting sockets and wrenches because of a shortage of steel.
That's what we've been hearing.
Steel staying fairly strong?
Actually, it's doing really well. It's just you can't get certain things.
That across the board. What are you doing on a Friday morning on here?
I was just messing up and couldn't sleep, so I just got up instead of tossing and turning, keeping the wife awake.
You working today?
It's on the route, remodeling the kitchen.
You? What part of the kitchen you remodeling? Are you doing flooring or cabinets or what you got on the schedule today?
Flooring's down. Russell's another ham. He's helping me with it. He's doing most of it. He put the flooring down, getting the cabinets in today, getting the countertop set and the sink back in, and hopefully start setting appliances.
Oh, deal. In your neck of the woods.
Cheapest place I've been able to get it is right there in Berea on Whitehorse Road. 535 was the cheapest I've seen it.
Well, that's better than some spots I've seen it. You still liking your truck?
There's things I don't like about it, but I mean that's what you get when you get a used truck, so you just got to make do with what you got.
As long as it gets you from point A to B and your air conditioner works, you're in fairly decent shape.
Yeah, if that air conditioner ain't working, you're in trouble right now.
KK4NXC.
Which have y'all not been able to get lately?
A little sporadic. The exhaust parts, catalytic converters. We work on a company's trucks that they're getting their cat stole on a regular basis. They have put cables on, steel frames around them, but they're still getting gone. And so I'd say some on that exhaust stuff for sure. And it's kind of peppered throughout everything, you know, filters, oil filters. We're having to, sometimes we're having to get them online. It's just all, it's across the board. It's not everything, but it's just a little bit of stuff all throughout what we use.
I've been hearing from my shop, too. It's just so random what you're looking for, and you can't just go to one place like you used to. You got to spend hours trying to locate it sometimes. So I don't know. I hope it doesn't get any worse.
I don't know if it's going to get worse or not, but I don't think it's going to get better no time soon. Yeah, we've had to do some serious online, you know, couple hours looking for specialty items, special order stuff. That's hard to get.
Andrew ain't on here already.
Say that again.
I said I'm surprised Andrew isn't here already.
Yeah, I figured he'd be on there. I'm running a little bit late, and I thought I'd catch him first.
I heard you.
Trouble with my faceplate on my radio. I've got one of those remote mounts. I've got the main body of that radio back in the back of the car, and but I got it straightened out yesterday.
I talked to Ed a couple of weeks ago. First time in a while. wanting to try to plan a time to get together, but seems like right now it's everybody's got something planned or something going on.
To him about 4 or 5 weeks ago, and I was headed out of town. We were going to try to get together when we got back, but it's just been one thing after another. My wife told me, you know, today's, I got a thing Saturday, I got to work Saturday all day, and then Sunday's Father's Day, and my wife goes, it don't ever stop, does it? And I said, well, it don't seem to. I was just trying to get a, you know, a little bit of breathing room. Her mother is in bad shape health-wise, so she's been driving down into Greenville and taking care of her. They got hospice with her, but she still does a bunch of stuff for her.
When you got something like that going on, trying to help out and trying to do what you can. But it'll work out when it's supposed to. Maybe the week of 4th of July or something like that, that week after, we can try to get together.
Send me a text. I have not been running this car regularly. I've been using my wife's car. I need to get a radio in it. I've got a radio to put in it, and I've been threatening to do that for 4 years, but it don't ever happen. But, yeah, if you, do come up with a date, just text me.
I will. I'll see what I can work out. But I'm thinking somewhere around the 9th. Try that right now. That is a Saturday.
Ideas.
Do you want to suggest the seafood place where we went before, or Ken had mentioned the place out there on 11 close to where you live? Yeah, that's it.
Go ahead and try to pencil something in on the calendar.
Far enough out we can kind of make it happen, and I'll try letting everybody else know.
That sounds good. I'll text you. I talked to my wife today. I'll text you today.
After that, is Aunt Sue's out there? Is it going to be open, or can you check on that?
Yeah, I think it will be. On a Saturday, they were open from breakfast on until the evening. But, yeah, I'll check and find out.
Let us know then. We'll make plans on which one to do it at.
Good.
CEF Mobile.
Good morning, Andrew.
Is that a familiar voice I hear that hadn't been on in a while?
I happen to be on this morning.
Hi.
Doing real good. How about you?
Other than that, how's the repair shop going?
Being busy. We were looking yesterday. We didn't have one single parking space out of all them parking spaces we got. Good golly, we're in a 40-acre lot. But we are staying really busy. We hang up on some special parts on some trucks, but things are moving along.
Well, don't let me interrupt y'all. I'm going to jump out of the truck, and I'm going to, oh, God, I'm going to see how much this thing's going to set me back today. So I'll be back in a little bit. KO4CN, and I'll be clear.
Diesel fuel is what's killing me.
I mean, that's horrible. That's going to get worse, I can tell you that, because they ain't opening nothing up. Yeah, the diesel fuel I expect to see go up.
See, I'm surprised it hadn't gone up further than it has already.
Yeah, I am too. I mean, it's $7 and $8 in some places in the country. I think California is $7-something.
Where it was $9, and I thought that was out in California, out in L.A. County.
Well, might be. They're wanting it over 10. I know that. What they said.
whatever, HKX. Yeah, that's what they're wanting. But at $10 a gallon, they won't be nothing moving. You won't be able to afford to. People are struggling already. Truck drivers are. I don't know what they're thinking.
Thinking, I won't get into it now, but I got a buddy of mine. He bought two trucks. Man, what a time to buy trucks. But he bought two tractors, and he said it's $600 when he goes to fill up. And he said if he runs less than 200 miles, he loses money. And if he runs over 450, he loses money. He said if he stays in between those two ranges, he does make a little money, but the broker won't, they're not allowing anything for fuel. And that's just straight out, that's profits just straight out of his pocket.
I mean, the only way I can cover my fuel costs is to go up on my prices. I can't, and you do that, guys are going to quit buying altogether. I mean, that's the struggle we've been having.
Guys are having to pay more on everything they buy, from food, you know, groceries, on up. So, yeah, they'll start cutting back somewhere.
Tool truck's generally one of the first places. You can cut back there, but you can't do it without it because you got to have tools and service to continue working.
And you really do need quality tools. I guess it's just not worth it. It never was worth it. When gas is 89 cents a gallon, it never was worth running back and forth to Sears for Craftsman stuff. I like Craftsman for around the house, but I never did like them for the heavy-duty stuff.
Run over and have it replaced, you break a ratchet. Okay, you got to run across town to get it. There goes an hour, 2 hours of time dealing with that, and you lost way more than what you would have if you'd have purchased it on the truck and just waited for them to come by.
And now, it don't even make sense to be running across town for anything.
Sense to run across the street, hardly.
KFW Mobile.
And KO4HKX.
Good morning, Ken. KK4NXC.
Good to hear you, Mike.
Everybody.
Late.
I am. You know, Jim's been getting in at like 4 o'clock in the morning, and I ain't no way, dude. I'm not doing it, but yeah, I'm running late today.
At noon, right?
No, he doesn't leave till about 4. I mean, he's been putting in some serious hours. I told him, take some days off. Of course, he's on jury duty this week. I think he'll be in. They finished the trial up yesterday. He'll be in today.
Restaurant there, Aunt Sue's doing.
They seem to be doing good. They've had a couple of little shindigs here and there. I've come in yesterday from work, and they were kind of crowded out there. I mean, that place is always, you talk about location, that place has always done good, and they got horrible service, but the food's good, but that place is just a win-win situation.
This morning, Patrick.
They're killing me and keeping me from sleeping, so I got up instead of tossing and turning and coughing in the bed and keeping the wife up.
You're mad at you.
Not this time anyway. I'll wait and save it for something that really matters to me.
You were in that plane crash yesterday, were you?
Aware of. I didn't hear exactly where it was at.
Lord.
I can tell from my friend's Facebook post, it's close to where I live, with down here on this end of the county.
KEFMO and 4TFW.
I'm Patrick. Well, it only set me back $112, but that was 3/4 of a thing.
destination.
Andrew, Ken, while y'all are on here, Mike and I were talking about it, the meetup, trying to do it July the 9th.
I don't think I'll be able to make that one. My cousin's flying in from New Jersey that morning. I gotta pick her up. She'll be at my house all week. Not me. You guys getting together.
I don't think that's the week I'm at summer camp with the boys.
You can see and let me know, and I'll try to keep planning where everybody can make it. If not, we can move it around a little bit. It's just trying to find something that works for everybody.
I'll do some dates that I am free, and then whatever you guys decide, just let me know.
May just start a group text, and everybody can just kind of put it in what they're doing. That may be the best way.
Well, listen, good talking with you fellas this morning. I miss being on here, and glad I was able to chat at you today. You guys have a great day, have a good weekend, and I'm going to have to sign off and get in here and do a little bit of work. Take care, 73s, KK4NXC. We're going to be clear.
Mike, good to talk to you this morning. KO4HKX.
73, Mike, good to talk to you. Tell Miss Shelley we said hey, and tell Tim we said hey. KN4TFW.
Good to hear you on the radio, and hope to hear you again. And like Ken said, tell Tim and said, hey, KO4CF. It's going to be time to cut grass.
Last week, and hopefully it didn't grow any.
I think this is the third weekend since I planted grass seeds. I'm finally going to mow it, see how I did.
End up cutting mine, but it won't take me but just a few minutes.
All right, I can't get the oldest son to do it. Man, it's a weed eating. I hate weed eating, especially around the fence.
Yep, right.
Some of it not too long ago, but I got to get the whole back portion of that fenced in area. I haven't done it yet, so I got to whack it all down, and then I need to get out there and spray it.
Link fence. Powerful to weed around.
That's why I only do the front portion that's next to the house. I don't always hit the back, you know, the sides and the very back of it. I usually don't even worry about it.
Looking at the weather, it's supposed to be cooler this weekend. It's only supposed to be in the mid to upper 80s.
I'm supposed to have 50 degree mornings.
I'm using it showing the low 60s and 60s. For Saturday and Sunday, so it may make it down there. I know it will up here if y'all are going to be that cool down there. So, but then next week's supposed to be really hot again.
You know, the heat, it's bad, but man, that 56% stuff, that's what, I don't know if it'll be the same next week, but it probably will because it's the southeast.
The high tomorrow up here is 78 and 78 Sunday. So it's down in the mid 50s of a morning.
The field day email?
After I got home and got my work done, I was just, my sinuses were killing me. I didn't read it last night. I'm trying to do it today. And Ken, I'll try to get it forwarded to you.
Appreciate it. And then I'll just have to see, but that's going to be the weekend that the daughter comes down, and man, it's going to be a busy one for me, so probably won't be able to do anything.
From Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, so I figure maybe Sunday you could take her out and show her the radios and hang out with the radio guys up there or something.
The only day I can make it is Sunday, so that's what I was planning on. And I think if I read right, there might be some, you don't have to bring a radio, but they said you can. And I want to say maybe some snacks or something there.
Yeah, there's supposed to be snacks and foods and drinks all weekend. And then you don't, like I said, don't have to bring a radio. They'll have stuff set up. So it may be a good opportunity, like you said, to show her the radio stuff and how it works and that kind of thing, Ken, if you can make it Sunday.
went to one. They had about four or five radios running at the same time.
One, so I'm kind of looking forward to it.
There's, I'm going to charge my batteries up, get everything packed in the backpack, and I think I might take the 7100, or the, no, I think I'll take the Zygu 6100.
Years ago, before I got my ticket, the Greer Club used to do it out there at Lake Robinson. They had a, they had some kind of trailer with a tip-up tower and an antenna on it.
I went to the Greer Club meetings last year after field day. They were pretty serious about it. The Blue Ridge Club, this field day is just a, it's just a event to get out and have a good time. They're not really seeing how many contacts they can make. They're just trying to be out there so other people can make contacts. So it's more about just getting together and having a good time and just enjoying the radio hobby.
Say, Andrew, you ever seen a POTA station advertised? No, they're going to be at a park, and it's a ATNO park.
ETNO? I don't know that I've ever heard that.
Time new one, and then I guess it's like the first time ever.
A park or one that's just never been activated before?
Next month, it's going to be over there at the, on the Alaskan Aleutian Islands, and that, and I guess they had to, they're going to do a de-expedition there. And I guess you got to get permission and everything to go there.
I didn't realize that was going to be a park on my ear.
What's up, ATNO? I didn't have a clue.
There are more parks around here that had opportunities to go do. Old Patrick, he's up there sitting right on top of two or three of them, I believe, right?
I'm within about 10 minutes of the house.
Yourself one day and pack your mobile equipment up. All you got to do is be on the property. You don't have to be anywhere specific. You just have to be on the property in the borders of the park. Throw your antenna up and just start calling and see what you can do.
DuPont State Forest, it's pretty easy. You can get up there on the ridge of the mountain and you'll get out pretty good. But if you get down on Home State Forest, it's down in the valley right here where I live, you might have a little more trouble.
Guys, they were a couple of groups of them, and they were testing out some antennas, and they were up in the gorge there off of I-40, and they were getting out good.
HF's kind of weird. I don't know how the mountain ranges affect HF. I'm sure it does. I mean, I don't think it penetrates that much rock, but you know, that's an interesting thing to do. Plus, if you're doing NVIS, you're going to get 300-400 miles, maybe a little bit extra, get some scatter, but, you know, I don't know. It's an interesting thing to try.
To try it, I don't know enough about it, and that's why I want to go to field day and kind of see everybody set up and learn what I need to do before I really go out and try too much. But, I mean, that's just me, and it seems like time right now has just been killing me.
Yourself on the website, and I guarantee you it won't take you long to get 10 contacts. Because, man, I spotted myself, and it was like a flurry of people coming at me. Luckily, it wasn't too bad where they were all on top of each other, but as soon as I got through with one and I called CQ, man, there's somebody else right on top of it. You know, after I hit, I don't remember, it was 12 or so, I'm like, all right, yeah, I'm done. I did it. I'm good.
I don't know is the spotting part of it. I don't know how to do all that. The radio thing, I can pretty much figure it out, but I don't know how to go about spotting myself online and all that stuff.
Website makes it easy. If you go on that website, I think it's POTA.app, if I remember correctly. Man, all I did, you just click on, it's got a little plus sign on the website. I mean, big old plus sign at the end of the list, and you click on that and tell it, you know, what the park is, what frequency you're going to be on, and you put in some comments if you want to, and then you hit spot, and within a second or two, it's up on the website. You start calling, and it ain't going to be long before people start piling on.
Maybe I have to try it one day, but like I said, that's kind of what's been holding me back is just figuring all that out.
One weekend, once you get done with your projects, we can all meet up and try to go activate a part, and we'll see how we get it set up. I'll bring the M-Fed half wave, and you can bring the super antenna, and we'll see what we can do. Enjoy, too.
I like hunting them and that, seeing if I can, you know, pull them out. And I don't know how much I'd like activating. Although I got to figure out what programs they use, because they're, I mean, within 2 seconds of calling out, they know your name. I just can't quite figure that one out.
Internet connection, that HAMRS, that Hammers app on my computer will do that. It will, as soon as you type in the call sign, it pops up a little notification, which gives me your information from QRZ, some name and your state and town that you live in. They like, we worked each other on such and such day. I don't know how they do all that.
If that tells me that, as soon as I type in your call sign, it tells me all the times we ever talk.
Ever try to log a contact straight into QRZ?
Log it in. Usually I'll put in the call sign and fix the frequency and everything before I ever call out. You know what I mean? And then I'll, once I make contact, then I just click the now button so it puts the time right. And then I put in my comments and save it. When it's a big contest, because it'll tell me if they're a duplicate and I already got them that day.
One day, that Hammers app, it's great for that because it's quick, you know, quick entry. I like it for the contest and stuff. I used it for, I've tried it for the winter field day. Works pretty good. And, you know, it'll show you what bands everybody's on. It'll pop up a red notification if they're a duplicate. Trying to think what else it'll do, plus the names and all that. But it's probably really good. I like it more for the generic logger like POTA and contest versus just everyday use. I tend to still stick with my ham radio deluxe.
Downloaded to QRZ?
I don't think it has where it'll just automatically upload or download, but you can export the, what is the, AVIF file, and you can do it that way and upload the contact. Hey, I'm pulling into the parking lot. So I'm going to find my spot. I'm going to jump on out of the truck and get it on in here to the meeting. So I'm going to say 7-3. Can you be safe out there on the road this morning? Patrick, I hope you get to feeling a little better, and don't worry too hard on your project this weekend. But hopefully we'll talk to y'all this weekend on the radio, if not Monday morning. Anyway, y'all have a good one. 7-3-KO4-CEF, and I'll be clear on your finals.
It's Andrew, and Russell's doing most of the hard work. I'm just making sure he's got what he needs.
Andrew, have a good one. Hopefully if I get my tail in gear, I can make contact with you on a 6-meter repeater this weekend. KN4TSW.
For HKX. Ken, what was your email address again?
Kilo Lima Mike Yankee Echo Romeo Sierra Juliet Romeo at Yahoo.
Wasn't what I was thinking then.
It's my initials, my last name, and JR.
One more time, and I'm going to punch it in.
M-Y-E-R-S-J-R.
Yahoo.
Roger.
Just send it to you.
You know, last time I was at one of them bars, field days, they usually have up a mystery antenna, like I used to have.
Well, I don't know what kind of antenna they're going to put up, but I thought it'd be a good chance for you to bring your daughter out and show her how the radios work and more of that setting since it's going to be right there at your house.
We just do the, probably just do on my radio because there'll be contacts everywhere and we'll be able to, you know, talk to a couple of people. And the good thing is, you know, most often I use my headphones because you can hear a lot better with the headphones, but, you know, I have to find some clearer stations that you can hear without the headphones so they can listen. Or I need to get really need to get me a new set of headphones and a jack where you can use two sets.
Yeah, get you a splitter.
I still need a few accessories. I gotta still get me a programming cable for this ICOM and everything. So, do you think any cable that has a USB to audio will work?
I don't know if it will or not. The ICOM, you're programming through that 3.5 millimeter jack, and it depends on if it's got the right order of ring tip sleeve set up. So I guess that's all that matters.
That works.
All of them are the same, and depending on what radio you're using and what you're doing is the difference. Some of them may have five or some of them may have three, that kind of thing. I don't know, but that's just what little grazing over the high spots that I found.
Put in a few more frequencies. There's a couple of other, I guess, repeaters that you guys use that I don't have programmed in here. And then I don't have anything for going up to the daughter's house or anything.
Well, I'll dig mine out and I'll bring it to you so you can get that done because you're going this weekend, coming weekend, correct?
Yeah, I'm going on Friday, but it ain't no big deal. Don't worry about it.
No, it ain't no big deal. I know right where it's at. I just got to get over there to it. And I can drop it off to you maybe Monday. That way you got a couple days to get your radio program.
And you're not over in my area on Monday.
Wait.
About it, especially with the cost of fuel.
I could drive up there. You wouldn't be stuck with no radio at all.
Call out on the calling frequency. Or is it 146.52? And that, because I'll be on top of the ridges, so it should be able to get out some.
She's monitoring it. Should be able to.
And I go on a longer trip once I get out of the range of these repeaters, my local area, I put at least one of the channels on that frequency.
Here, I usually throw one of them over on Simplex. If I'm not running APRS.
You're not capable, so that's a good thing.
That most ICOMs are not capable of it, or they don't mess with it. I don't know what the deal is with that.
On the right, knowing that the lane's running out.
I don't know if it's just me or what, but it seems like here in the last couple of weeks or months, they've gotten even crazier driving than what they were.
I totally agree with you on that one. Did you get caught in all that rain yesterday?
I did not. I avoided it all the way around. I got just a couple showers here and there. I mean, you couldn't have more perfect timing for me traveling around not dealing with it.
Yeah, and you just kind of went around them and then above them.
Cleaning at all.
I mean, it was blowing here at work. It's like, man, it's been blowing your truck everywhere.
Instant, I got hit by a couple of gusts while we were inside the truck there, and you could tell the wind was picking up, but it never did really start raining. It was just a couple of wind gusts, and then that was it.
When this week's over.
Well, it's almost over. You're getting real close.
Right.
This kitchen done and get the house somewhat put back together, but then we're going to go ahead and do the floor and in the living room and down the hall. While we've got everything tore up, so it's just going to be moving everything to one side to the other.
than that. It's nice when you finally get it all completed, right?
Yeah, well, I'm hoping to get it done this weekend, at least the biggest part of it anyway.
And work for a rest.
He's been doing all the hard work. I just kind of been helping out, making sure he's got what he needs when he needs it. But that makes for some long evenings sometimes hunting down stuff right now. Work this weekend.
All the way through. I think he took off on Thursday because he's taking off from Thursday next week until the next week while the daughter's here.
Just spend some time with her. I know y'all don't get to see her much.
But after a couple of days, I'm pretty much done. That's enough for me.
Understand that.
It's hard to push my buttons, but man, she's got the knack. She can get me there in just 5 minutes.
Yep, they learned that as a teenager, and they never forget it.
She's always got to be talking. There's not 2 minutes of quiet time, you know, anywhere. And then the pup's gonna, boy, she's gonna be having a fit over it.
It's amazing how our pets learn our routines and follow along with it. And if you disrupt them, how quickly they will let you know it.
Looking for a place to hide, I'm sure.
Have any of your grandkids?
She's got the youngest granddaughter.
I'm assuming they're coming with them.
Get there and pick up the daughter and the granddaughter and come on back. But, you know, I can make that trip in like 5 hours, me and Susan. But they, when they came down driving their own car, I mean, it must have took them about 10 hours. I don't know what the deal was. They just got to stop every 5 minutes.
Some people that way. And when you're traveling with kids, they got to stop and you got to let them get out and stretch your legs and go to a potty and I don't know. That's why I always traveled at night when we went anywhere as a family. Y'all sleep, I'm driving.
It was so well after the sun's down for a while, and then I just get really sleepy, and it's just not worth it anymore. I just sit back and enjoy the ride. But I've made it here, so I'm going to say 7-3. You guys have a awesome day. Tell Miss Elise we said hey, and hope all goes well with your project. KN4 TFW.
Thank you, Ken. You have a good day, and hopefully I'll catch you this afternoon. If not, I'll talk to you on down the log. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
Good dirty, dirty, easy, nothing.